in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yossi. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that two people are alone in the Midbar, and Reuven can't have Hanoah from Shimon, and Reuven has nothing to eat. So Shimon puts down his food on a rock and makes mafker it, and once it's hefker, Reuven can come and take it. And Rabbi Yossi says you can't do that. So now the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason that Rabbi Yossi holds? You can't be mafker it, and he could take it. He's not getting hanoah from you. It's hefker. Kesover hefker kematana. Hefker is just like a matana. Ma matana adasim rishus nosin rishus mekav. Just like a matana. The person who gets the matana doesn't take ownership of it till it comes into his hands. Right? Af hefker adasim rishus oche. So too hefker, remains in the reshus of the mafker till somebody else is zocher. In other words, hefker basically, according to Rabbi Yossi, means I'm making it possible for somebody else to come and take it. But until they do that, it's still mine. And the normal way to learn of hefker is that is I divest myself of it. It's not mine at all, even before somebody else comes and takes it. As Rabbi Yossi holds, hefker means I enable other people to come and take it. But until they take it, it's mine. And the other way of learning hefker, the Chachamim would hold that hefker is that I give up my ownership on it and it's not mine anymore. Okay. Mosiv Rababa. So if that's a pshat in Rabbi Yossi, Rababa has the following kasha. V'halon notel v'ochel, Rabbi Yossi oser. Right? The Brisa says, similar to the Mishnah, Rav Abba is what's so called that the Tanakama holds that the other guy can come and take what he was mafker, and that's fine. And Rabbi Yossi said it's osir. Om Rabbi Yossi. Now we have this addition from the Braisa. Amos Ibisman should nidro kodum lefkero. When did Rabbi Yossi say that he can't do this? He can't make it hefker. And then the other person takes it. That's only if he made the nether before he made it hefker. So then, it's osur. Aval, imhoya hefkero kolum, and if he was mafker before he made the nether. So it wasn't his when he made the nether, lechora. Hareza mutter, then it's mutter. The e amras ad the osir lushu zolche, mali nidro kolum lefkero, mali hefkero kolum lenidro. Right, lechora, that shouldn't make any difference whether the nether came before the hefker or after, if hefker's still in your rishus. If that's a pshat in Rabbi Yossi, that his person's mafker or something, he remains in his rishus till somebody else takes it. So what difference does it make if he made the nether first and then was mafker it, or he was mafker it and then made the nether? What would be the svara? If you're mafker it first and then you made the nether, it's not yours. So you can't asser this thing to him. You only assered your property. It's not your property. Right? But if you first, what's it called, made the nether and then you were mafker it, so you assered your property. Lechora, it was your property in the first case too. Even if you were mafker it first and nobody took it yet, then obviously nobody took it yet because we're letting Reuven take it, right? Reuven's coming to take it. If somebody else took it, there's nothing to talk about. So even though I was mafker it first, it's still mine. So I made the nether on my thing. So if the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that hefker remains in your rishus till somebody else gets it, there shouldn't be any difference between whether you made the nether before the hefker or the hefker before the nether. Rashi. Om Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yossi, de lo choshev le hefker, de ko osur le litlo, de chimis hane minei mamish domi va osur. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that you can't make it hefker and let the other person take it, because it's considered like taking it from you? Ma matana lo zochi ba makabel anta osi lodi, just like a matana, the makabel is not zocha until he gets it. So too hefker, it doesn't go out of the reshus of the person who made the hefker till somebody else is zocha. Af hefker nami lo nofik reshus mafker ad osi lidei zocha hilkach bahadi deshokel lehayich me alasela kiman deshokel le miyado mamish tami vasher. So it's not a two-stage thing. It's hefker, and now I'm taking it from hefker. I'm not taking it from you. I can't get hanoah from you. I'm not getting hanoah from you. I'm getting hanoah from hefker. But if you hold that it doesn't become, it doesn't go out of the reshus of the mafker till the person gets it, then when I get it, I'm getting it from you. Moser Rav Abba, Braisa hi diktani nami minicha sela v'halon notul v'ochel. Om Rav Yossi, Emosei ani oser bizman shenidro kodem lefkero. Rav Yossi said, when did I ask, when do I hold its oser if the nether came before the hefker? So since he made the nether first, right, and the thing was mine when I made the nether, therefore, even though now I'm mafker it, it still remains oser. The hashtag is stabra time of the asr mishum de shegiro mikol nechos of hegiro vafilo hefkero and asur behem. But aval im hoya hefkero kodem nidro mutter. But if he was mafker it first and then made the nether, so then it's mutter. The mistama ki mader inish al madi isle brishusay hu daadre. Person makes a nether on something that's in his rishus. I read his mafker, it's not my rishus anymore. The lo amashikvar hefker vadahachi mutter. The I amris time of the Rabbi Yossi mishum de lo havi hefker ad do ashil rishu zoche mali nidro kodem haki nader ha akati lo zoche beishum adam va amai mutter. L'chora, if you hold that hefker doesn't go out of the rishus of the mafker till somebody else gets it, so what difference does it make if he was mafkerit first and then made the nether, or made the nether and then was mafkerit? L'mais, it's still his. Even if he was mafkerit first, nobody took it yet, so it still remained his. So when he made the nether, l'chora should be chal on what he made hefker. So Morris says, no. Hu mosiv lo v'hu mishani lo. Rav Abba asked the question, he answered it. Kol anoder ein daito amashe hefker. In a chinami, it's still his. But it's now in a state of transition where anybody could come and take it. Right? So therefore he didn't have in mind when he made the nether that it goes on something that's in that state of transition. In Konami it's his. But it's his that's on the way out of his reshus. That you don't have in mind. So even though it's his, in both cases where he made the nether before the hefker and he made the hefker before the nether, when he didn't wasn't mafker it yet, he had in mind to asher that. But where he already made the hefker, even though it's his, he didn't have in mind to asher that. It's not, it's his, but it's his on the way out of his rishos. Hainu time of the shori the chol hamader in daito amasha hefker aval amasha daim rishos so adahochi mutter. Right? It only has das on what's still in his rishos, and therefore what's it called, that's why it's mutter in the case where he was mafker at first, not because it's not his, because he never in mind that that was, that's part of the issue. Okay, now the next piece is, there's about four or five different girsols. The Ran himself has two different girsols, and none of them kemat are like the Mefarish, but since we're learning the Mefarish, that's what we're going to say, even though it's a big kasha on what he says. The okay. So now Mosiv Rava Miktsasin L'Rishon the Kulon L'Sheni Rishon Kana Sheni Lo Kana. Okay, cases like this according to the Mefarish, the halacha is that a Shrivmara, a person who is sick in danger of dying, and he gives away all his Nechosim to somebody, or he gives all of his Nechosim to somebody, so and he gets better, so he can be chozer in the matana, gets it back, because we assume nobody wants to give away all their property, right, unless they thought they were going to die, and therefore he only gave it on das that he's going to die, he gets better, he gets it back. But if he gives miktsas nechasov, he only gave a portion of it, then he can't be chozer, then the present's a present. Okay, so this guy gave a portion of his nechasim to Reuven, and then he gave the rest of them, that's the way the Mefarish learns, to Shimon. Okay, so the halacha is the first one is kolner, because when he got it, it was only a portion of his nechasim. But once he gave away a portion of his nechasim to the first guy, he has left now only what's left. What's left now is all of his nechasim. And if he gives that, what's left, to the second guy, he's giving all his nechasim to the second guy. So the first guy, he can't be chozer, the second guy, he can. Okay. So now, what is the question? Let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Mosiv Rava Miktsasin L'Rishon V'Kulan L'Sheni Shchiv Marasha Kosav Miktsas Nechasav LeEchad VaHashar Kulan Kosav L'Sheni." Okay, he gave a quarter of his nechasim to Reuven, and then he gave the other three quarters to Shimon, after he gave to Reuven. So now his whole nechasim, after he gave the quarter to Reuven, was the three quarters. So now that becomes the whole thing. So he gives the whole three quarters to Shimon, he can be choser. Rishon kana, sheni lo kana. Dim omad choser b'sheni. If he got better, he could have charota from the second present, not from the first. Ve'eno choser b'rishon. Why? If he should nit, because the cost of the rishon shir li atzmo, mashin nosen achar kach l'sheni. When he wrote off his nechasim to the first one, there was a leftover. What he would eventually give to the second one was left over. Because when he gave the second one what he gave, that's all the nechasim that he had, because the first one was already given away. So now what's the kasha? Right? Rabbi Yochanan said two things. Hefker is like matana. Just like matana doesn't become in the reshus of the mekabel matana till he gets it, so to hefker doesn't go out of the reshus of the mafker till somebody gets it. So on that first part, that matana doesn't become in the reshus of the mekabel matana till he gets it. That's what the Gemara is asking about. Lechara over here, right? If in fact, until the guy gets the matana, he didn't get it over here. He just wrote it over to him. So if it's not considered his till he gets it, then what's it called? Then the maisa he left over for the second guy too, because when I wrote the other three quarters to Shimon, I still own the quarter from Reuven. I wrote it over to him, but he didn't take ownership of it till he got it, and he didn't get it yet. So therefore, what's it called? Why should it be that I could be choser from the sheni? Because it was all my nechasim, not all my nechasim. I still had left nechasim, what's it called, that Reuven didn't get yet. They're still mine. So I only gave Shimon three quarters of my nechasim. If, in fact, Reuven gets ownership of it right away, so it's not mine anymore. So what I have left is three quarters, that's all. So if I give the three quarters away, I'm giving all away. That's how the Mefarish learns. So the mercy of the Iamres Lohavi Maton Adamatali Yad Makabo, Amai Konarishon Tfe Misheni. Hakim and the Loosi Liyode, since he didn't get it yet, Lohavi Shalo, it's not his. It still remains in the hands of the Shridmara. The Chihechi the Shosheni Havi Shir Lerishon, just like when he gave the first one a quarter, he left over three quarters for himself. Ikalamemer Nami the Shorishon Havi Shir Lesheni. When he gave the second one the three quarters, he left over the quarter for himself, because even though he intended to give it to Reuven, Reuven didn't get to take ownership, so he still owns it, the Shidmara. So he's only giving the second one three quarters, not the whole thing. Hol v'shu so shal nosing ho akati kos man v'lo asal yodin dahai elam edikon arishon shmami no alesa lo hada Rabbi Yochanan do omer lo zochi mekabel adasi lo yodin. Now this is a very difficult parish for a few reasons. First of all, when did Rabbi Yochanan say this idea that a mekabel maton is not mekabel until he gets it, if that's how you make the kinyan? I intend to give you something, right? But I didn't give it to you yet, so you don't get it till you get it. So hefker is the same thing. That's what he says, right? But if I made a kinyan with you, then you got it. If I made a kinyan chalip, and even though it didn't get in your hands, avari, if I made some kind of kinyan, and a shchid mara, the halacha is that just by saying it or even writing a shtar is considered like a kinyan. So it's not the same thing. Makabo matana is not zocha till he makes a kinyan, but here they made a kinyan. That's one thing. The second thing is, the halacha is, what if the guy at the same time gave all his nechasim out, what's it called, some to this, some to that, then he can be choser in all of them, because it's all considered one thing. So here also it's a little difficult to say that he gave this one and he didn't give it to him yet, and then he gave to the other one. It's not a shir, he just gave all his nechasim to two people, and then he could be choser from both of them. So in any case, the mefarish is very difficult. The Ran has a different pshat that I'm not going to go into all these pshat, but in any case, the Ran has a different pshat that he gave the first one a quarter of his nechasim, and then he had charata, and he gave the second one all of it, including what he gave the first one. And the shaila is not so much on what Rabbi Yochanan said, that a person who gives a matana, the person who gets a matana doesn't get it till he gets it in his hands. It's going on this the last thing we said, that a person doesn't have in mind what he is mafker. What's hefker, even though it didn't belong to the other guy, doesn't have in mind. So the kasha is on the second, on the fact that he, what's it called, gave the second one everything. L'chora, why does he have in mind even what he already gave to the first one? It doesn't fit with that person, doesn't have in mind what's in hefker. Then the Ran has a different gears here completely, that it's not talking bichlau about what's it called a shivmara, talking about a person who has two avodim, and he, what's it called, gives some of them, one of them, part of his nechosim, and we're afraid that maybe he meant to give him himself too, and he gives the other one the full thing. Not learning the Ran, so we're going to just leave, but it's a completely different gears. In any case, this is what the Mefarish says. The problems with it are the two problems I told you. Right? Okay, so Mara says, whatever, Elo Amarava, Hainu Taimed the Rabbi Yossi, the reason of Rabbi Yossi is not because he holds that Hefker doesn't become Hefker until somebody takes it. It's Hefker. So then why is it Osir to take? Why is it Osir to do? Gzeira mishum matnas beis charon. It's a gzeira because of the, we're going to learn later on, matnas beis charon was the following. A guy had a, he assured his nechosim on, what's it called, on his father, his brother, whatever, he was angry. And then he made a simcha, and he wanted his father to come to the simcha. And he couldn't be matnas the nether for some reason, whatever. So he gave a matana. He gave the simcha, the party, to his friend, to his neighbor. And now he said, my father can come in, it's not mine anymore, it's my friend's. So the guy said, oh, if you gave me the party for a present, I'm mimakdish it. I'm making it hektish. So the guy said, I didn't give it to you to make hektish, I gave it to you just so my father should be able to come and eat. That kind of matana is not a matana. Any matana that you don't have the right to do with it what you want, it's not a matana, it's just a ruse. So that case, it looks like it should be okay. We're afraid that if we let this hefker go through, it'll be the same kind of thing that people end up doing and giving things away, just like, you know, like people do write things over on their wife's name or something like that, so they can avoid having it taken by Balechov or whatever. They don't really mean to give it to their wife or to give it to somebody else. They just mean that they want to be mavriachit. Right, and if the wife or the other person they gave it to would want to give it away or something, they'd never let them. So I never intended that. I just wanted it on your name, so it looks good. So that's matnas beis charon. Rashi, hainu taima de Rav Yossi de lo omer lahavi hefker mishum matnas beis charon kedislam bepirkin lekamon the mucha milsa de lo nitin lechaveru elu b'shul sheyovo over the yochal. There it's clear. I never meant to give it to you. I only gave it to you so my father should be able to eat from it. But I didn't mean it should be yours, so it's a fictitious thing. The Hochanami, Iam Rinan Havi Hefker, right? If we'd say that it's Hefker, even the Ein Shom Acher, there's nobody else there. Merze de Bishvil Mudr Mamash Hefker. It looks like he didn't really want to make it Hefker, he just wanted the other guy to be able to take it. Right? But he doesn't really mean that it's hefker. He's basically giving it to the other guy, but he's giving it to him in a way that looks okay. V'hainu dum yid beis charon hilkach ochminin ad rabon and lo havi hefker ad osi l'rishu zoche. This is also difficult part of the Rashi. Therefore, he says, really, what's it called? We set it up that it's not hefker till it gets to l'rishu zoche, and therefore it's osir. Right? But really, min haTorah it'll be hefker. Even before it gets to Rishu Zoche. The Yistu Mefarshi, Ela Marova, Olam Rabbi Yossi Midarai, Solo Havi Hefker, Adosi Rishu Zoche. Some learn that the answer is that Rava holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, Min HaTorah, it's not Hefker till it gets to Lirad Zoche. Velo Domi Le Matana. And it's not like Matana, right? Mid Rabbanan Hu Da Havi Hefker, Afa Gavda Lo Asi Rishu Zoche. And the Rabbanan came along and said that it is Hefker even if nobody took it yet. Right, but then why did the Rabbanan do that? That you shouldn't forget the whole Indian of Hefker. People think Hefker doesn't help. Later on we'll see with Lugabi Mais or whatever. Okay, so therefore what's it called? Shail exactly what it is. That the simplest way of learning is that really it's Hefker and really it should be Mutter. But we're afraid that if people see that this is okay, they'll come to be Mata, the case of Matnas Beis Charon, where you just give it in order the other person should be able to eat it, and you never had intention to give it as a present to the other person completely, that's really no good. But it looks similar to this case, that's why this case is also awesome.